Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Fighting Caravans by Zane Grey, performed by John McLean. Chapter 1. One bright June day in 1856, the driver of a covered wagon halted on the outskirts of Independence, Missouri. All spring he had traveled with wife and child to reach this frontier post. They were tired and needed a rest before undertaking the long overland journey westward. So he chose for camp a shady spot in a grove, where a brook ran deep and still under grassy banks. This sturdy middle-aged teamster answered to the name of Jim Belmont. He hailed from Illinois, and like many of his kind, came of pioneer stock. The West called irresistibly. There were other camps along the stream. Columns of blue smoke curled upward. The ring of axe on hard wood resounded through the grove. Covered wagons lumbered along the dusty road toward the post. "Mary, what do you need from town?" asked Jim, when he had finished the necessary labors around camp. His wife was a robust, comely woman, just then active around the campfire.
"Ham or bacon, bread or flour, coffee and sugar," she replied.
"Hey, Clint," he called to his son, "want to go in town with me?"
"Nah,"
refused the boy, a blonde stripling of 12 years. He had a freckled face, clear, steady gray eyes, and an intent and quiet manner beyond his age. He was barefooted, and on the moment appeared to be trimming a long, slender willow pole. "You'd rather fish, eh?" inquired the father.
"Bet you I would,"
returned Clint. Jim turned to his wife with a gleam of humor on his weather-beaten face.
"Well, what do you make of that, lad? Here we've been traveling for months, and at last we've got to Independence. Why, this here town will be like a circus, and Clint would rather fish."
"Reckon Clint takes after my father, who was a great hunter and fisher," she said. "It's just as well, considering where we're going."
Clint, thereupon, was left to his own devices. Evidently, he well knew what he was about, for he soon had his fishing rig ready. Next, he spaded up the damp ground near the water, where he found worms for bait.
"Mom, you'd like some fish for supper?"
he called.
"Reckon I would, sonny, but surely there's no fish in that ditch."
"Betcha. You'll see."
Whereupon Clint glided under the shady trees along the banks of the still stream.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?